Hey guys, just want to give you a little warning. In case you didn't see the explicit tab, or in case you haven't listened to the show before, I want to let you know this is a podcast. We do use some colorful language. Like, we have been known to say the word f*** and sh*** and a*** cunt, put sh*** dick nipples, motherfucking sh*** whore, f*** hard, f*** nut, go suck your mother's dick, t*** McShitty, f***er, sh*** ho bag, f*** like a ding dong, and very rarely we've been known to say sh*** cuck, f*** Teletubby, that's fucking Duschenstein. Just letting you know, from now on, these are not going to be beeped, so if you don't want to hear them, turn it off, or you're fucking... Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dancast.
Dancast. Dancast. Dancast.
I return in just a second.
Wait, what just happened?
I don't know. Noah said I will return in just a second, and now he's gone. Hey, everybody, and welcome to AtCast. I'm Andy, and this week I get top billing.
I'm
never
Noah. Are we doing
it? We haven't really started yet.
Oh. Tim, I was hoping you'd play along like we just started without him.
I was like, oh, I guess he didn't hear me. Oh, well.
We did. We didn't care.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
DanCast.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Tancast.
Tancast.
Hello.
False start number two.
This is Steve.
You're not Steve.
Steve. Noah couldn't.
You're not Steve.
Noah couldn't make it today.
Oh, our listeners will be so happy.
Stupid.
Oh! With the sick burn.
Sick burn!
I know, that's why he didn't show up. No one likes him. Oh, bother.
I'm like, why did he send Eeyore in his place?
I don't know.
Because Steve is depressed.
You know why? Because we've had poo in every other Tancast.
Because what?
I'm sorry, I was scratching my head. What was that?
I said we've had poo in every other Tancast. Fucking keep up.
Oh.
I shall not.
It was a duty joke.
Ah, Andy, you're so funny.
I hate you, Steve. I wish you would die.
Don't worry, it will happen soon.
That's right, because I'm going to fucking drive over there and shoot you. I'm going to shoot you in the taint. Let you bleed
good.
Out your taint.
Lovely.
In this miserable existence of mine.
Okay, now you're Daria. Done! I broke him.
One time I saw, drawings online of Daria and her friend, like, getting dirty. Like, it was, you know, it wasn't official. It was just, like, some fan
you mean
art.
The creator of Daria didn't go, hey, let's do some lesbian porn.
No, he did not.
All right.
By the way, this is Noah. I'm back. Steve left.
Did you eat him, Tubby?
Well, we haven't done introductions yet, so I'm Tim. I'm the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy. I'm the A in Tancast.
This is Noah. Yay.
And you ate Steve. Nom nom.
No, I don't eat humans.
Fatty.
Yeah.
Fatty, fat tub of lard fatness.
I didn't
feels
hear what
good.
You...
Now I know why you guys do that all the time.
What?
Make jokes? About you?
The fat stuff.
It doesn't have to be fat. It's whatever comes up.
That was like this guy I knew who's always talking about, like, when you get angry at a fat person, like, you always, like, have to put fat in the insult, even though it may have nothing to do with what they did wrong. Like, I can't believe you shit on yourself, you fucking fat fuck. It's like, I have nothing to do with me shitting on myself. I have
to
lose.
Dude, why would
asshole.
You be mad at somebody for shitting on themselves? That's kind of a them problem.
Well,
it's like, I
well,
think
maybe.
You've suffered enough. You just shat on yourself. Now you got to go deal with it. As long as it wasn't, like, in my car.
Maybe you were with him at a party, and he was your wingman, and you were trying to pick up a chick, and he shat himself, and then what are you going to do?
Oh, call him a fat fuck.
Yeah, there
right.
you go.
Jesus.
Noah speaks truth, y'all.
So, yeah, we're here. And we're queer.
We're queer. Get used to it.
Hey, y'all.
You know, I was just talking to somebody the other day. Couldn't they come up with a better? Couldn't they come up with a third rhyme for here? Like, it's like they're rhyming, and then it just falls apart. It's like, we're here. We're queer. Get used to it. Really? That's your chant? Yeah.
Oh, is that the actual chant?
We're here. We're queer. We ran out of rhyming things.
Yeah.
We're here. We're queer. Have a beer. Or 12.
We're here. We're queer. Have no fear.
We're here. We're queer. Let's cheer. Yay!
We're here. We're queer. And Happy New Year.
That's one. You can only use that
gay
once a year, though,
we are helping out.
We are. Have a more festive chant with more rhyming things.
And that's the end of the funny.
Good night, everybody. We made it about 37 seconds this time. Good job, guys. Woo! New record.
Record.
We hate ourselves.
No, mostly we just hate you, Andy.
Aww.
Well, don't aw him. We do hate him. We talk about it all the time.
I wasn't actually talking about you, Tim, and I hate ourselves. I was more talking about me and me. I refer to myself in plural because I'm so fucking fat.
Yes, there you go. Touche.
So both of me hate ourselves.
That's deep, man.
That's way deep. You need a hug?
That's like math hate.
You need a hug, Andy?
That. I had to divide it out. I don't need a hug. You can't get your arms around me.
Well, fucking hug fucking yourself, fat. You fat fuck. Two of you.
I'm hugging myself right now. You know what? I give good self-hug.
Do we really want to spend this long shitting on fat people when we're on the internet? Where fat people live and thrive.
I don't hate fat people. I just hate one particular fat person. That would be Andy.
But you're making fat jokes about Andy.
Yeah, because he's fat.
And Tim, that was the whole point of the thesis earlier was, if you hate a fat person, you got to say something about them being fat, no matter what.
But yes, I was saying yes, but it's still fat hate being thrown out into the internetosphere, the series of tubes.
It's specific fat hate though. It's not general fat hate.
You know what? It translates to general fat hate.
It does not.
It does.
But see,
it does not.
It's the same reason why when I'm mad at the two of you, I call you both half breeds.
But you don't do that.
Or porch monkeys. Porch monkey for life, yo. I just watched Clerks 2 again.
Good for you. Yay.
Man, that movie made me like all nostalgic and shit. Because how much...
For ass to mouth? How much you used to like to do ass to mouth?
Yes, yeah.
On yourself, you're like, yeah, take out my ass, take out my mouth.
Yeah, and how much I used to like to, jerk off while a dude fucked a donkey in the ass.
Yeah, those were the days.
I know, I look back on those and I smile. And then I jerk off.
My wife just told me off.
What'd you do now, Tim?
I wasn't paying attention while she was doing a little dance for me.
Why was she doing a dance for you?
Oh, well, she can hear me now. Why was she... she was doing it... does she need a reason to do a dance? Some couples actually love each other, Noah. I don't know what to tell you.
They do.
You can love somebody and not just randomly do a dance for them.
Yeah. But if you really love someone, you'll dance for them.
Okay.
Hey, you know what?
Dancer. Dancer for money. Do what you want me to do.
Tim's an idiot. Doing stupid shit.
We can leave your friends behind.
So, Tim, are you gonna go
safety dance with me?
Well, you didn't really sing. You were just sort of chanting. Right.
I'm amusing myself now. So, yeah, got nostalgic because of how much Kevin Smith movies the three of us used to watch together. We didn't actually watch Clerks 2 together, but we used to watch the shit out of Clerks together.
And this is true. Did I... Was Noah there when I saw Clerks 2? I don't think so.
I don't know. I saw it with somebody. I don't think it was you. I think it might have been the Jeffster.
See, I thought I saw it with Jeff and Steph.
That rhymed. See, look, Tim wasn't even trying. Gay people, get on that.
I have a gift.
I know.
Right.
Oh, did anybody send Andy any tan laughs?
Andy hasn't logged into his Tancast email today.
Oh.
You are a fucking failure.
In life and everything. Did you see those WordPress themes I liked? Andy?
No, I didn't go look at them.
Okay.
But I will. I promise.
Failure! Why are you such a failure?
He knows nothing else, Tim. Leave him alone. He can't help it.
Why must you fail at everything you try? Why must you turn everything you touch into poison?
Everything you touch turns into shit. Stinky diarrhea shit. I love you, Andy.
See? We can piss all over Andy.
Somebody did send a tan
jokes.
Laugh to Andy.
Someone did?
Yes.
And is it funny?
They sent me 3 tan laughs.
Nice.
You guys aren't going to like them.
Are they Negro jokes or no?
No, they're not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because we don't play that shit here.
Mm-mm. Tim, don't play that.
Mm-mm.
So this comes from, they didn't sign it. So I just know that they go by Apocalyptic Inferno.
Oh, I believe that is Mike, our number one fan.
Oh, well, Mike, thank you very much. Sorry I didn't. You know, I could probably check against our logs on the comments and see if that's the same email address, but I'm lazy and fat.
he has a hard typing with his fat little fingers.
I know. Got to type with
his
my penis.
Sausage-like fingers hit more than one key at a time.
Thankfully, my penis is narrow enough to hit only one key at a time.
I wanted to hit the A, but instead I hit QWERTY up.
the only problem with typing with my penis is it's very difficult to save things. Like, all right, and I'm done, and control S. Fuck, gotta go faster. Control S. Ah, damn it. Control S. Now I got a blister.
Use one of your balls.
They don't have the weight to hold down control.
Weight them down.
The only reason I can type with my penis is because I can whip that thing like a little cracker.
When you must type, you must whip it. I don't know. When you must type.
I didn't realize that was Devo until the end. It just sounded like something. Like you were making fun of slow people or something.
When you must type. I want that as a ringtone on my phone. When you must type, you must whip it. Oh, I'm getting a call.
My Devo impression needs some work. I know.
Oh, that's awesome. Seriously, I thought you were doing like the Gumbies from Monty Python or something. When you type letters. Ow, I hurt myself.
All right, he didn't sound remotely like that.
No, I know.
So, what was your joke?
All right, so the tan laugh. There's actually three of them, and I love them all, so I'm going to do them all.
You are.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Don't blow your load so fast, dude. You need to stretch this out.
Oh, no. I'm going to do all three.
All right.
Like rapid fire. Done.
This cracker crazy.
I know. So, what's red and lies in all four corners of the room?
I don't know what.
A baby that's been playing with a chainsaw. Hey-o!
You are so
how
white.
How are babies and the elderly alike?
You can eat them both.
I don't know how.
I don't know.
Both are fun to throw out of moving cars. And again. Ayo! And the last one. What bounces up and down at 100 miles per hour?
A baby on a yo-yo.
Based on the theme, I'm going to guess a baby thrown out of a car.
Nope, a baby tied to the back of a truck.
Aww.
Oh! Ayo!
Oh my gosh.
That makes me feel so much better. I think there's actually a little bit of catharsis in that, because I was up just in the middle of the night for outrageous amount of time with my young son last night and the night before.
Kids will do that.
Oh, and you were imagining throwing him out of the back of a truck?
No, but people making jokes about throwing babies out of the back of a truck, it's like, you know, I just send that pain out into the rest of the internet and release it from myself.
Ah. Noah, you got a tan laugh?
Oh, you go ahead, Tim. I got one, but I'm just, you know.
So these two guys are walking their dog, and they get really thirsty. And as they pass a bar, they're like, oh, we should go in there. And the other one's like, they're not going to let us take our dogs in there. And the first guy's like, I got a plan. So he puts on a pair of sunglasses, and acts like his German Shepherd is a seeing eye dog, and walks in the bar, orders a drink, and there's no problem. So the second guy... Throws on a pair of sunglasses and walks his dog inside, and the bartender's like, hey, we don't allow dogs in here. He's like, it's a seeing eye dog. And they're like, a chihuahua is a seeing eye dog? And the guy's like, they gave me a chihuahua? Because he's blind. In the made-up fantasy land, he's blind and wouldn't be able to tell.
All right, I got one. Hey, Andy. How's it going?
I'm
hilarious.
I'm going well.
Andy, you're so hairy, you have to part the hair on your ass just to take a shit.
That's not funny, that's my life.
That's why it's funny.
Why do you make light of that?
It's funny and true.
And now I'm sad. Sad and lonely.
Hey, screensaver, don't you do that.
My cord is stuck in the chair. There we go. Alright, I'm back. Welcome to the technical difficulty section of TanCast.
Were you exploring the area, Tim?
No.
You were, you little thing, you.
Easy, harsh language.
I know.
Don't cut me so deep.
I want to make our podcast kid safe.
Too late.
From now on.
Oh, from here on in?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You're a doo-doo face.
Hey, are you going to see the Bond today?
We'll probably see it tomorrow.
Oh, you piece of shit. Fuck it. No more kids safe.
Fail. I would like. I'm going to check the time code and see how long we actually lasted as a clean podcast.
15.87 seconds.
I meant to bring up this up last week when we talked about the bomb. Bond is the worst spy ever. Like, fucking everyone knows who he is. And he goes up to people and goes, "Hey, I'm Bond. You know that guy you've been hearing about that's going to ruin your plans? That's me."
Yeah, you know, I just...
Yeah, I've often thought that.
I just rewatched the new Casino Royale. Not the super, super old one, or the other super old one.
Isn't there just one? There's more than one?
I think the first Bond movie ever made was Casino Royale. And then there was one that was like a takeoff.
Yeah.
That was loosely based on Casino Royale, but it was kind of a parody of the series. And was called Casino Royale.
I did not know that.
The Woody Allen movie that we just said?
I don't think it was a Woody Allen movie. Maybe it was.
I thought Woody Allen was in it. Go ahead, internets. Do your thing.
IMDb, hook us up.
Is my friend. So anyways, yeah, I was watching that, and just at a certain point, he's going into somewhere and says, "Hey, the name's Bond, and you'll find the name under Beach," or whatever the hell his code name was supposed to be. Like, he just totally threw it away on purpose.
But he still gets results, though. And that's what matters. Although, he probably would have a less hard of a time not get hit in the nuts so much if he just maybe was a little more incognito.
Yeah, or, poisoned, or attacked in the hallway, or...
Boom! Woody Allen is indeed in Casino Royale 1967.
Oh, look at me, I'm too.
So he was. He was Dr.
Along
Noah.
With Peter Sellers and Orson Welles.
Orson Welles was Le Chiffre.
And he also was
from Canada, or
the planet or something. Omicron. I don't remember the thing's name.
Unicron.
Well, now Unicron. You've leaped movies to Transformers the movie.
That's
Omicron
right.
Omicron is a Greek letter.
Is it now?
I think.
Excellent.
So there's a Jimmy Bond and a James Bond? This seems like a very confusing movie.
There was a whole bunch of people calling themselves James Bond in the movie.
Ah. Well, that's you all right there mocking me?
Nah, I'm good.
Attention, due to technical difficulties, we have momentarily stopped. This is a normal routine procedure. Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened. Thank you for your cooperation.
Hey kids, it's Tim. Sorry we had to break out the episode right here, but I accidentally told a couple stories that went absolutely nowhere. So we're just going to cut right back in, where I was talking about someone I used to work with at the radio station and how they were way overqualified. Clearly too smart for radio, because she got out before I did.
Yeah.
And also came in as my manager, so
she...
She what?
She came in as like my superior, like she was hired and she was already, you know, above me.
Ah. You could have been higher, you just didn't want to be.
That is true. That was one of my boss's favorite, or my goatee man's favorite stories about me when he first met me.
I like that.
He took me out to breakfast and just talked about my future. He's like, "Well, you know, I want to see where you think, you know, where you're going in this corporate." I'm like, "I'm pretty much fine where I am." He's like, "You don't want to, you know, advance?" And, you know, I'm like, "Nope. Because you advance, that just means more responsibility, and I'm fine where I am." And he's like, "You gotta admire the balls, somebody who tells their new boss, I have no intention of doing any more than I'm doing right now." You don't want to advance at all? Nope. You don't want anything new? Nope. I'm just going to sit here and stagnate in this job.
I found my level, and I'm happy with it. This is the same guy
who was going to fire me until then, apparently.
That's so funny that he was going to fire you.
Yep.
Why was he going to fire you?
He didn't like my attitude and that I showed up late every day. Now, I should say there was a precedent set by the previous boss where that was okay because I worked very late every day. So it was like, you know, okay, you don't have to be here at 8:30 since you're going to be here till 7:30, 8:30, 9 at night sometimes.
Yeah, and then we're going to call you at 3 in the fucking morning.
I remember the one time someone called me on the... I'm driving down to Disneyland, and they called me like, "Hey, this promo's not running." "Well, life sucks. What do you want me to do?" "I'm in the car on the way down to Disneyland." "Okay, so what do I do?" "You fucking move on. Have a snack. I don't care."
Gallop Tim, he cares about his job. Nothing but the best. Like, I'm 110%.
Well, you know what? Look out the window. If the world isn't coming to an end, I think we'll all be all right.
Yeah, and it's like every one of those calls was like, oh, Tim, where are the sign-up sheets for the winners? Where are the winner sheets? Where are the winner sheets? The same place they are every fucking morning. Did you call me first or did you look first? Well, go look. Look, they're there!
There was one time I was in Disneyland, and my boss at the time called me and goes, where are the stickers? I'm like, I don't know, but I'm in Disneyland, so I guarantee I'm closer to you're closer to them than I are. So,
what? You fucked that up every which way.
Yep. I'm like, this sentence does not want to come out correctly.
And it ended in R.
Arr.
But I'm like, she's like, are they in the van? I'm like, I don't know, take a look in the van. I can't see the van from here, I'm a Mr. Toad. Please feel free to fuckerize yourself.
Oh, those were the days.
It's amazing that the big boss said I didn't care enough about the job.
Oh, because he doesn't care about the job?
No, because I clearly don't care about the job from the timber of these stories. Tim just didn't care.
You were there, like, until... Fuck, there was one time you, like, came in at, like, 2 in the morning. You'd been, like, there editing some shit. They're like, oh, Tim, this needs to be done. All right, I'll do it. Yeah, some, like, rolling out some big promotion thing on the website, and you're, like, there getting the website hooked up, and promos recorded and everything, and shit was going wrong, and, like, you stumble in, and you're like, I gotta be there at 7 tomorrow.
Oh, there was this one time, oh, this pissed me off to no end. There's even a blog vaguely about it on my MySpace page, but we were giving away a townhouse for a year at Santana Row.
Oh my gosh, I remember this.
Do you remember this?
I remember the story, but just the taxes that person had to pay on that townhouse was, like, more than I pay on my apartment.
I would like to say, we clearly said in the rules ahead of time.
You're responsible for the taxes.
Exactly. And I think we even had an estimated value of what they would be, and it was a shitload, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure if that was in euros, though. It was definitely a shitload.
Well, it was like 20,000 or something, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's just a lot for something that's free.
Well, but the value of that townhouse for a year, it was going to be like... What were those things, like $4,000 or $5,000 a month, something like that?
Sure. Wait, 20,000 divided by 12, what is that?
1,000... Shit, my brain just fell out.
Andy, dude, what the fuck?
Dude, I'm telling you, I got like 5 hours of sleep last night, I got like 4 the night before that.
You're like Aquaman, you're the weakest member of the Justice League, and then when we want you to do something in water, you can't come up with it? That's all you got, man! Just kidding.
I'm going to take a nap. 1,600. Well, 1,666, repeating.
See, that's not that much more, like, if you spread it out per month than
yeah,
rent
certainly
on
better than
a...
the 4,000.
Do I pay 20,000?
Yeah, Noah?
Hey, I was right.
I don't know. I guess it just seems like a lot.
I mean, yeah, it's a lot in one lump sum, but if you think about it in the terms of 12 months, it's, you know, it's a pretty decent monthly rate for a Santana Row townhouse. 3 stories with a garage.
Yeah, I mean, our house cost about that much, and it was 3 bedrooms.
Well, you said 1,600?
Yeah, 1,600.
Mm-hmm. That's, well, to me, that's a lot to pay for rent for one person. I would never pay that much.
But it was a townhouse.
And it was a couple.
Okay. Well, then I thought it was just a lady. Anyways, we got sidetracked. Well. You were going to tell a story.
Oh, right. So, what? We got sidetracked on Tancast?
I know.
That's some old bullshit, motherfucker. Ooh, that reminds me. Later. So, the way we were giving away the townhouse is we had qualified people for a bunch of weeks, and then they were all supposed to show up, and there was a big bucket, and they were all supposed to grab a key. And then they try the key in the door, and if the key works, then, it, you know, it's their apartment for the year or whatever. So they had to send me out to make a bunch of fake keys. And so I had made them, and then, at the very last minute, someone decided to try one of, you know, like, there were a bunch of fake keys and then one real copy of the fake key. Sorry. A fake-looking copy of the real key, so that would be the one that worked. And at the very last minute, before the workday was over, someone decided to try the real key, and it did not work.
I am remembering this now.
That's awesome.
So now the workday is over, and they're like, well, you need to get another 100 or whatever fake keys made and one real one that actually works. And I don't know if you ever try to get 100 copies of a key made. after hours, it is not a simple task.
What?
I think I was out. I was out running around to different like hardware stores and whatnot until I think it was 11 at night. I don't remember, but I was so fucking pissed.
Why did you have to get more fake keys made?
Because the key had to look like the key that worked.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, 99 keys that look one way and one key that looks drastically different.
Gotcha.
I think people are going to pick that key. So the one I ended up going to, the story couldn't, you know, didn't need to get any worse, but it did. Finally the guy who said he would do it, it was like this locksmith who was closed for the night, but he decided to open, and just, he had an assistant. The two of them were, he was just pissing on his, just yelling at his assistant the entire time I was there. Not necessarily because of what we were doing, he was just like, fucking doesn't do a goddamn thing right. Do it right. Why can't you do it right every time? And he's looking to me for confirmation. Do you know what I'm saying about how people don't do things right? I'm like, listen, bro. I want some keys. That's all, man. I want to go home. And there was, nobody else was willing to help. Everybody else was every so often someone would call, how's it going? It's going fucking great. Thanks for the call.
I wouldn't even pick up the phone.
Are you going to come down here and help? Oh, I would, but I'm dying of fire. Click.
I can't believe you did so much for that job, and you got paid not that much.
See? That's why I didn't care.
That, how many times are they hey, by the way, you're working every day for the next 4 weeks.
Okay, oh, yeah.
How about my overtime pay? What's overtime pay? Except required by law by the state of California and also the federal government.
Okay, to be fair, that was kind of Tim's fault as well. He didn't really push the issue.
That's like saying, well, you know what, really? It's your fault that guy stuck his dick in your ass because you didn't tell him.
Right, but the deal, I think you didn't normally get paid overtime, right? But you had to request it to get it, right, Tim?
No.
You told me you had to ask for it.
The law is you work more than 40 hours a week in California.
No. The managers had to ask for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because the managers were exempt employees. Tim was an hourly employee. By California law, they were required to give Tim overtime. In fact, most of the time that Tim did that shit, he went so far over overtime that they were required to give him time and a half.
I think that wasn't that as cut and dry as that. When I remember Tim working.
It's cut and dried. More than 40 hours.
I know it normally is cut and dry, but I don't think Tim's situation was that cut and dry. Was it, Tim?
How could it not be?
You explained it to me once, and it was kind of weird. I'm like, well, why don't you just push for it? And you're like, well, no one else does, so I'm not going to do it.
That's because Tim's a pussy.
No, why don't I complain about it is what you said. And I'm like, well, no one else does, and, you know, they'll just replace you type of thing.
Okay. I don't know. I thought for me...
Someone else... Oh, sorry.
Well, because sometimes you can work at a place, right, and you're salaried, but, you know, you can get overtime, and I thought it was, like, one of those things, like, you know, you could have got it, you just had to ask for it. What was that?
Oh, no. Everybody was expected to work however many hours was necessary, and nobody was expected to get overtime. Or, sorry, no one was, you know, allowed overtime. Except for the part-timers, occasionally we get overtime. But very occasionally. But there was a friend of a friend works... No. A friend of a friend was talking to a friend.
Jesus. What the fuck?
Someone I peripherally know. How about that?
Were there pigeons involved?
No, this actually happened.
Oh, because this story's gotten suspect.
Well, allegedly. I mean, if they were pigeoning to me, I wouldn't know about it.
Okay.
But this person is sort of the head of the company and was complaining that his employees, they would, have to work. They have to put extra hours in. They'd be well beyond 5:30 before they went home, and they would want to come in late the next day. And this person didn't understand how people could think that was okay. Why would you think you could get extra time for working overtime? You should... you should just expect it. Life sucks. I'm like, oh, you would be a joy to work for. Can I have a job where you work? Because I don't feel that my nuts are flattened enough by everyday life. I would like you to flatten them virtually.
Wow.
Circuit City tried to do that to me back, in the dawn of time when I worked for Circuit City for a little while.
Now no one works for Circuit City.
Oh my god. I went to Circuit City to get a new camera, because my old one, the flash burnt out. No, it was going to be more expensive to fix the flash than it was just to get a new, better camera.
That sucks.
It's like, yeah, well, sorry. The fixing this Flash is going to be, parts and labor, about $150. I'm like, shit, for $160, I can get something that's like, 10 megapixel from, fucking Dead on the Vine Circuit City. So I went to Dead on the Vine Circuit City, and I got myself a 10 megapixel camera, and I spent about $160 on it. And I am pleased with that camera. It's nice. It's faster than my old one. It takes bigger pictures than my old one did. Has a much bigger viewfinder thing on the back of it. But that wasn't the point of the story. The point of the story was I went to Circuit City, and I felt like I was in a third world country. Like, I used to live in San Diego, so I'd been to Tijuana a couple of times, and I felt like I was at a Tijuana flea market.
Those are the best kind of flea markets.
Like, everything just had this, picked over feeling to it. The people who actually worked there just sort of had this, dead look in their eyes. There were children running around unsupervised, knocking shit over and, getting in people's way. Like, I'm trying to look at a camera, I'm checking the price of one, and, looking at the one right next to it and, comparing the features of these two things. And, trying to remember the shit that I'd read online of, if I could remember reading any reviews of either of these two models. And these three kids, come running, right in front of me. I'm like, when I say right in front of me, I mean, they couldn't get between me and the display without touching both me and the display, so they went ahead and did that. Oh, I am huge and you are small. What the fuck makes you think this is okay? Oh, the big guy that looks like a bear is not going to be harmful. So I kind of shoved him a little. Well, fuck it. Win in Rome.
Beat on kids? What?
Yeah, when you're Rome, beat on the kids. Beat on children.
Yep. That's what the Romans would have done.
Am I right, Italian listeners?
Giada?
Oh, Giada.
You came and you gave without taking. Then you used a shitload of olive oil.
Oh, Giada.
She's on the cover of Self magazine this month.
Ah.
In case any of our listeners would like to pick it up.
I've never heard of Self magazine before, but it just sounds so, I don't know, egotistical.
Oh, no, it's more like, here's how to, keep yourself healthy and shit like that.
Ah, so egotistical.
Right. Nothing more egotistical than self-health.
Yep. Too self-focused. So, yeah, boss at Circuit City tried to tell all of the full-time, and everyone was paid basically on strict commission. But there was, to get around the law, a hourly salary component to that. They were trying to tell everyone who was full-time that they had to work 65 hours a week during the holiday weeks, and everyone who was part-time that they had to work 48 or some shit like that. And they paid, so if a full-timer sold something and made $100 selling that thing, and a part-timer sold the exact same thing a second later, or a second before, the part-timer would have made $80 on it. So the part-timers made less money, didn't get benefits, health insurance and all the rest of that shit that the full-timers got, and yet they were still trying to make the part-timers work the same shitty hours, before the store started and all the rest of that stuff. You can't sell anything when there's nobody in there. Still had all of the same responsibilities and everything, and they were trying to make their part-timers work, almost 50 hours a week. And basically, everybody that they hired as part-time to, stock the floor with part-time workers doing full-time jobs and thus get by on the cheap. So I complained about that. And my boss kind of gave me sort of what Tim was afraid that his boss was going to give him. You're replaceable. So I went home and I printed out California employment code and I highlighted all the important sections and I brought it back and I gave two copies. Handed one copy to my boss and tacked another copy up in the break room.
And then...
No, and then.
Are you waiting for the applause break right there? Or I'm not sure.
just edit in the applause right there. No, and right. then I worked 30 hours. I would think I was the only part-timer doing it.
Nobody else had the balls to stand up and say, this is wrong, and we're not going to take it anymore.
Nope. Worked with a bunch of sheep.
Not even Joe? Or was Joe not working there anymore?
Joe was full-time. Joe didn't give a shit.
Well, there you go.
Joe was full-time making fat bank. No, Joe left when I left. Over the exact same thing. Oh, man,
they stopped giving you free donuts in the break room? Boom!
And
Boom!
Joe and I were both like, oh, fuck this.
Boom!
I was talking to my mom this week and said something about Circuit City with the
bankruptcy. We were both talking to your mom this week. Yeah. High five, Noah!
She wasn't talking. She was like, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh. All right, too far.
When you're quite finished.
You took it to an uncomfortable place. I've met his mother. I don't need to imagine that.
She was talking about Mervyn's going under and Circuit City filing for bankruptcy protection and closing like 20% of their stores and all that shit. And she's like, oh, you know, I'm just so worried about the economy when all this stuff's going on. I'm like, listen, let me tell you about Mervyn's. And I told her Tim's Fuck Mervyn story. She got to the end and it's like, oh, yeah, that sounds like a company that doesn't deserve to exist anymore. Well, yep, pretty much. All right, now,
nice.
Let me remind you about Circuit City. And I told her again about the stuff that was going on with the, you know, trying to work everybody to death and pay them as little as possible. And then the reason I left Circuit City was because they had this this change in policy where previously they'd paid you whatever the dollar amount was of whatever you were selling. They paid you a percentage of that. So, like, for where I worked, you know, it was 2%. So, like, if I sold a $2,000 computer, got $40. But then they also had this performance incentive thing or whatever, that every single product had a different one of these. So, like, I might get another $40 in this incentive. So I had my 2% plus some dollar amount. And eventually I figured out, right about the time that I quit, that what that other amount was generally calculated on was a percentage of the company's profit in dollars. And that it was, like, really consistent, that that's what they were basing it on. I'd never sat down and figured it out before, but later I, knowing what all the profit margins were, was able to calculate it out, and it was always very, very consistent. So they decided, and they called it a better way, when they were telling us about it, that they weren't going to break these two things out anymore, that they were just going to give us $1 amount on the items that we were selling, and that it was going to reflect, like, the whole amount. So there was no more 2% plus X, whatever X was. There was just X, and X was bigger. So I took all of their shady math and hand-waving and, oh, no, it's a better way. We're even calling it a better way as, you know, bullshit, because it smelled like bullshit. So I took all of the old price list stuff that we had, and I took all of the new price list stuff that we were getting that told you how much you were getting paid, and I calculated it out, and I'm like, they're giving us all a fat 20 to 25% pay cut, because the overall amount that they were going to be paying us was going to be less. So I pointed out to them, I'm like, this isn't a better way. This is a pay cut you didn't tell us about. And, you know, I calculated everything else out, and it was also that if anything got discounted, like, it just absolutely reamed the amount of money you would be making. And the managers were discounting shit there all the time to make sales, to, oh, let me toss something in, and I'll, you know, I'll knock $100 off of this if you get this other $500 thing. And so, yeah, I mean, once you did the math, you realized what was going on, so I kicked that up to my boss, and then I kicked it up to his boss, the regional manager, and he said, oh, well, you know, I'll put on my helmet and go up the hill for you. I'm like, no, you're not, douchebag. This has already been decided on. You guys are going to fuck over your employees. So as soon as the word came back, well, yeah, you know, they talked about it, and, you know, well, it just means that we're all going to have to try harder to make sales. I'm like, well, you're going to have to try harder. I quit. And I handed him my resignation. And they were a little upset, but I wasn't ever a real strong closer. I had all the technical know-how in the world, but didn't like, you know, trying to con people into buying shit they didn't need. But Joe, who could have sold ice to Eskimos, he quit the same day that I did. And that really pissed them off, because Joe was like one of the top salespeople in all of California. But yeah, they tried to fuck us over, and Joe walked, and a couple of other people walked at the same time. And then I heard a couple of years later that they took all of the most senior people they had that made the most money, and they fired them all. And they rehired a couple of them as part-timers so they could pay them less. And now you get to the point where Circuit City is closing 20% of your stores. I'm like, well, it's because nobody fucking shops there. You got a bunch of wage slaves. You treat your employees like shit. They treat your customers like shit. And people don't like to shop where they get treated like shit. I mean, except for masochists. And I got to say, masochists are probably a tiny, tiny percent of the population. At least I can't imagine that they have a lot of disposable income, what with all of the, you know, ball gags, chains, whips, and all the rest of the shit that they got to buy all the time.
And just shit, 10 short years later, finally the machinations of Andy come to fruition and Circuit City.
No, there
buckles.
Was no machinations of Andy. This was, I didn't rage against the machine and bring the machine down. I just got out from the gears.
Oh,
the machine brought itself down.
You raged.
You had things in place to bring down the toppling the thing with, fuck it.
No, I just realized that they were trying to fuck me over and went, you know what? I like my ass completely closed and not all pussy and sore.
That's not what I heard.
Well, you heard wrong, sir. You heard wrong.
Oh, I heard so right.
They at least got to use some lube, and they weren't.
I rented Tropic Thunder.
How was that?
I liked it. I think I liked it more than Noah did from his review of it.
It was funny. I thought Robert Downey Jr. was the funniest part.
You should... Have you rent the DVD... Have you got the DVD, Noah?
No. I saw it in the theater.
You should, because the commentary... Robert Downey Jr. does that voice through the entire commentary.
That's awesome.
Because there's a scene in the movie, he's like, I don't drop character until I'm done with the DVD commentary. And so they took that, and so him, Jack Black, and Ben Stiller are doing the commentary, but... But Robert Downey Jr. is in character the whole time. Hilarious. Like, I guess Jack Black got there late, and Robert Downey Jr. is making fun of him. He's like, oh, you got here late like a sucker. Something like that. So funny.
So silly. You're a silly billy.
And that made me think, you know how Mean Dog, their top five list? They should do a top five commentary tracks.
You hear that, Mean Dog?
Yep. I know you're listening.
Feed us.
That'd be a good one.
Give us this delicious thing we desire.
I now believe that Tropic Thunder would already be on my top five. That's how good it was.
And wow. Can't Hardly Wait also be on your top five?
I don't know. It might have been that day. But
I guess.
What's that?
I said, I guess. Oh, God, that pissed me. I was like, it was funny the first time, and then it was like meta-funny the second time. And then after that, it was just stealing bits of my soul away from me.
I don't understand why it bothered you so much. It's not like I had it blasting.
You did! We had a tiny, tiny apartment. If you had it above a whisper, I could hear it on the other side of the apartment.
So are you saying you heard, my whack fest?
Well, I wasn't going to talk about that. That was special us time.
No, it wasn't us time. It was me time that apparently you were eavesdropping in on.
And that made it us time.
My moment.
Oh, you didn't hear me whispering? Do it. Do it. Take him!
Take who?
You. You take you.
Okay.
You know, by force. Force yourself upon yourself. I know you're going to say no, but do it anyway.
Odd.
Yes, well, there is only the one of me. If I was twins, I'd be even.
You're an odd fella. Tim, not Tim. Andy's little rant about Circuit City and retail. I think it's kind of... And especially in retail, I think, Andy's situation is more the norm, like, where the company doesn't really care about the employees and they're just trying to squeak out every dollar that they can get. It's very, very sad. I remember when I was at Google, they tried to do this thing where if you were 1 minute late, they were going to dock 15 minutes of your pay.
Whoa.
And
based on that, why not show up 15 minutes late?
Like, I just chilled my car for a little while. It was pretty ridiculous, because, like, but there's two groups, and I wasn't in that group that they were trying to do that to, and I called the EDD, and I'm like, can they do this? And they're like, no, that's not legal, and I told them, you guys should complain, don't let them screw you over like that. Like, they can't dock 15 minutes of your pay just because you're a minute late. They can dock a minute
of your pay, or they can, put you on corrective action or fire you or whatever, but they can't fuck with your pay.
Because based on that, like, I would not do jack shit for the first 15 minutes, or for the next 14 minutes. They're like, Bab, you're a minute late. We're docking 15 minutes of your pay. I'm like, okay, based on that, I'm rubbing my balls on this keyboard for the next 14 minutes. Hope you don't need anything done. La, la, la. I mean, you know what? I'll rub for 13 minutes and leave a minute for cleanup, because, I'm considerate.
No, you know what I'd do? I'd rub for 13 minutes and leave a minute for swapping that keyboard out for another one.
So recently, I guess some employees are suing their employees for not paying them for their computer startup time. Where, like, you come in, you have to start a computer, takes maybe 10 to 20 minutes, and, like, you're not getting paid the whole time. So the employees are like, we're here at work, we should get paid for that time we have to be at work. If we, if we didn't start up the computer, we would have to be here 20 minutes early.
Oh, yeah, if their computers are really taking, 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes to boot and whatever, and the company was paying them only for the time the computer was on, that's the company's own damn fault.
Yeah, so maybe they should upgrade from the Tandy 1000 TXs that they got. Boom,
maybe,
nerd joke!
Pay a couple of... I do appreciate that. Tandy.
I had a Tandy. That's why I picked that.
Nice.
That was my first computer. A Tandy, baby. Woo! With the floppy drives that were actually floppy.
Oh, I remember those good old days. But the employer's argument was that they're not actually working during that time. They're just drinking coffee or whatever. Not that I'm agreeing with them. I'm just saying what the argument was. I thought that was interesting. I'm like, you know, because I've been at places like that where they're like, you know, you need to come in early so you can set up your station and whatnot, and then start exactly at, you know, whatever time. And I was like, and then, no. But I mean, at the time, I didn't say anything about it, but I was like, you know, it's kind of true. It's like, anytime you have to come into work to do whatever it is, that should count as your work time.
Yeah, because it's not like you're coming in there to, you know, hey, I really feel like rearranging my desk. It's, this is part of my work.
What they should do is just hire one person to come in, I don't know, a half hour early and turn on all the computers, and then everybody else shows up at the time they're supposed to be there, and the computer's already on.
Tim, you're a genius.
See, corporate America, I have solutions that don't fuck over the man. But you're not coming to me. This whole economy meltdown could have been avoided if someone had just gone, what does Bab think?
Tell us, Bab.
WWBT.
Hey, Tim,
sir,
we're
are you sure about this? Why are we replacing the U.S. dollar with Disney dollars? I don't know. It's what Bab decided. It would be helpful.
But you know what? We would have a glorious porn-based economy.
And Superman would be president. No, Harrison Ford would be president.
I'm an actor. I don't particularly want to be president.
Too bad!
Is that how Harrison Ford talks?
I mean, it's not as good as your impression of Harrison Ford, but I do what I can.
That was spot on, Tim. Really.
You just have to whisper and sound kind of tired / angry, and that's Harrison Ford.
Oh, I thought that was Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh,
no, he's more of a yelling whisper. Yes, Sunday.
I know. Are you going to watch it, Tim?
Well, it's on the Shitvo to record.
Shitvo.
It's like TiVo, but shitty.
I was
having to explain that to somebody. They're like, what's Shitvo? I was like, well, you know how TiVo? Well, you know, hey, while you were gone, I went ahead and recorded some things I thought you might like because, you know, I had extra space on the DVR. I figured I might as well use it for something. And it's like, thank you, TiVo. I don't particularly like this, but I do like this, and so thank you for that. This DVR is like, hey, while you're gone, I didn't do jack fucking shit. Blow me. And in fact, I cut off the beginning and end of the things you did want me to record. Suck my balls. I'm a Monopoly, bitch. What are you going to do about it?
And remember that one show that you really, really wanted but just didn't get around to starting? Well, I had plenty of space, but I figured, fuck it, I'm getting rid of this too.
So true.
Yes, I know.
Hate.
Filled I understand.
Hate.
What? Crazy. You don't even got, like, good on-demand shit where you are.
No, that's what sucks about going back to the Bay Area. I see people's on-demand. I'm like, oh, you can watch all 20 Bond movies? You know what I can watch? Some independent movie starring, like, a fucking cricket.
You don't have all the Bond movies?
Oh, I don't have a single Bond movie.
Oh, that's
sad. I don't have a movie starring anybody you've heard of. And this is L.A. You would think this is where, you know, entertainment capital of the world. Oh, here, watch this. It's a story about two bears taking a shit in the woods.
You know what's weird about that shit? It's like, there's that.
Bear shit? Or the shit that I'm...
The
situation I'm referring to.
Yeah, the situation you're referring to. The lack of entertainment options in the entertainment capital of the world.
What is weird about that?
Well, we used to live in San Jose, the tech capital of the world. And we couldn't get a fucking cable modem anywhere we lived.
Wait, didn't we? Isn't that what we had at the Tan House when we left?
By the time we left, I think we'd finally gone to a cable modem.
But it took a long time. Or didn't know?
I think we were on DSL until we left. We may have had a cable modem at the very end. Caitlin and I finally got a cable modem at our condo.
That's not all you got.
That's right. We also got two cats.
Oh, cats.
Tim, you're a hateful, hateful little man towards cats.
What? Tim loves cats. Cats are like his favorite thing in the whole wide world.
Yep, you season them up right. You know, use that some of that orange chicken sauce. You can't even tell.
Panda. That's what's really in Panda Express Orange Chicken.
Oh, I thought it was actual panda. Man, no. I'm disappointed.
cat.
There's a video on my. It was like, featured on MySpace Cool Videos that Andy would hate. Apparently, somebody was getting tired of this cat who would always lie on the roof of their car, or not the roof, the hood of their car, and I guess they would scratch it up. So, from their second or third story apartment, they threw a big jug of water onto the cat. Not the jug, just the water. And so, like the you see, like, and like you hear the splash, and the cat just goes and runs away. I'm like, oh, Andy would hate this, but I'm gonna watch it 7 more times.
Oh. I saw a video of a guy whose cat would climb up on the counter and eat, like, his plant. So he set a motion detector and a strobe light and a blender and hooked them all in together. So the cat would jump on the counter, the strobe light would go off, the blender would go off, the cat would, like, and just jump off the counter.
That is good stuff.
That is awesome.
Have you seen the one, this is again on MySpace, one of the dog... Like, the guy opens the door, and then there's, like, a screen door, but for some reason there's no more screen there. But the dog won't go outside, and the dog won't go through the empty space of door unless you open the frame. And the guy literally steps through the frame to open it from the other side, and it's, but still the dog will not follow him until the door is open. He's like, you want to go outside? He's just sitting there. He's, like, amped up and looking at the door, and he's sort of scratching against the part of the frame that's still there. He's like, you want to go outside? He's like, he keeps looking at him like, what are you waiting for, man? Open the door. I'm trapped in here. And then he steps through the opening of the gap and then still says, you want to come outside? The dog is still like, what are you doing to me? And then finally, he opens the empty frame and the dog runs out like, yay, I'm free!
Dog's looking at him, you're magic. I know there's a force field there. I've hit it.
I sent Andy a video of two rabbits fighting and then all of a sudden these two chickens come in and just break it up. Like, just get between them and they're all looking at him like, hey, you better not start with shit with me.
Oh, that's so awesome. It wasn't even so much two rabbits fighting. It was, like, one rabbit really kicking the other one's ass. And the chickens, like, really chased that one off. And then, like, you know, strut around the other one to keep it from starting any more shit up. But, oh, that was so fucking funny. Chicken cop.
And then the chickens just, like, walk... Sorry, go ahead, Tim.
So these are real chickens and rabbits, not people in costumes?
No, nope, real chickens and rabbits. Actual rabbits fighting.
Okay, that's weird.
Two actual chickens break the fight up.
What made you think I wouldn't want to see this video, Noah?
You weren't online all the time. That was like your period of time where you were busy.
Yeah, I was doing a lot of Photoshop stuff.
Navy SEALs.
Sometimes I got to earn in different ways other than comedy.
Let's see. Let's see if I can find it for you.
No, it's too late.
Too
the moment is gone.
It's too late.
The time has come.
Too late. Apologize. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm going to get in trouble for this, but I'm definitely going to get in trouble for this. My wife has discovered the secret to unpowered human flight. She scared the shit out of some migrating geese the other day. It was awesome. Oh, there's geese shit all over my backyard, but it is so worth it. I know she didn't want me to tell anybody, but oh my god. They're just all flying by. Honk, honk, honk. She comes over. Fine, fuck it, you can pass. Then the geese signaled and went around.
Good one. So that's Sandcast for this week, everybody.
Yep. And hey, if my wife comes flying by, tell her we need some more cookies.
I can go for some cookies.
Make some.
Right.
Stephanie tried to make some bread.
Downstairs. I'm going to have cookies in about 3 seconds.
Yeah, poop cookies. Yeah, I don't believe we actually covered this in the actual episode, but Andy's holding forth a shit to give you guys a podcast.
So oh.
Thank Andy very much.
No, you thank my butthole.
Give him a little compliment on Tancast.com when you leave a comment. Thank you, Andy, for holding your poo long enough to give us an episode of this brilliant, brilliant show.
Thank you, my butthole, for pushing back the turtle head. Keep it from poking out and touching the cloth.
So that's it. Thanks for listening. Comment on Tancast. Review on iTunes. Dig us on Dig, if you can. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Why not? I'm just regurgitating shit out here other podcasts say.
Basically, we're telling you to love us.
Unless you don't like us, in which case, perhaps stop listening. I don't know.
You can favorite us on ya. Technorati.
No, I mean,
if they don't like us... Go drink. I don't care how old you are. Go get some gin. Or some, get some Captain Morgan rum and a little bit of pineapple juice. That shit is delicious.
TanCast does not endorse underage drinking.
Oh, yeah, we do. Drink it up, mofos.
I'm gonna post the recipe for how to make frogaritas. Have yourself a frogarita, then say, thank you, TanCast, and listen to some fucking TanCast in gratitude. And then rate us up, because you know what? We need your love.
That's not all we need. Good night, everybody.
We need your bodies.
You guys are strange.
For medical experiments.
Very strange. Hi, guys. It's Steve again. You should stop listening to this TanCast. Stop wasting an hour of your life every week. You could be being productive with that time. Drown some kittens or something. Who knows? Bye-bye.
Don't drown them when they're kittens. Wait till they get older and they're unattractive.
But then they don't scratch you as much when they're little. And they drown a lot faster.
Oh,
I hate you. Then they can stay young and cute forever.
Less work for you.
Toss them in a pickle jar. You know, take the pickles out first.
No, let them have a snack. They're dying anyway. Have some pickles.
All right, I'm going to stop recording now.
You're killing his soul.
Bye, soul.
So this is the beginning of the movie. I'm going to do one of those commentaries where I say exactly what's happening on the screen.
I just want to say, really, here's what happened. I woke up at 5 a.m. this morning because the baby woke up early.
Jack.
Yeah?
Miss me with that bullshit, man. You're on time or you're not on time.
I am late.